Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why You Can Be an Entrepreneur While Working Full-Time. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a statistic that might surprise you. 73% of entrepreneurs started their business while working full-time. Yet most people believe you need to quit your job first to succeed. Today we're revealing the truth about building your empire on nights and weekends. Can you be an entrepreneur while working full-time? Absolutely, but it requires brutal honesty about your schedule. Most people waste 2 to 3 hours daily scrolling social media and binge-watching shows. Successful side entrepreneurs make a different choice. They wake up 2 hours earlier or dedicate 2 hours after dinner to their dreams. The magic isn't in perfection, it's in consistency. Even one focused hour daily equals 365 hours per year of business-building momentum. Your full-time job isn't your enemy, it's your secret weapon. Think of it as your financial safety net during the unpredictable startup roller coaster. This stability allows you to reinvest 100% of business profits instead of desperately paying rent. It eliminates the frantic decision-making that kills promising ventures before they breathe. When you're not financially desperate, you can be selective with clients and opportunities. Here's what most people miss. Your day job is a free business education. You're learning project management, client relations, and building industry connections on someone else's dime. Many breakthrough businesses solve problems the founder discovered at work. Your employer is unknowingly funding your entrepreneurial PhD program. Consider Sarah Blakely's story. She sold fax machines during the day while developing Spanx prototypes at night. For 2 years, she researched manufacturers and tested products during evenings and weekends. She kept that day job until Spanx generated consistent revenue. That side project eventually sold for $1.2 billion. Your action steps are simple. Block out one specific hour tomorrow for your business idea. Audit your evening routine this week and identify where you're hemorrhaging time. Most importantly, start before you feel ready. Your day job gives you permission to experiment without the pressure of immediate success. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.